It's the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC. Hello again, everybody. This hour, you are the reporters, you are the analysts, you are the experts, you are the guests. And we will begin with a call-in for African-American listeners on the mayoral and comptroller campaigns. You know, the new Quinnipiac poll shows a big racial disparity, with blacks supporting the comeback kids, Anthony Weiner and Elliot Spitzer, much more than other ethnic groups. So black listeners, if that includes you, tell us why for yourself. And even if you don't support them, black listeners, you be the pundit. Why do you think it's true of the group, at least at this moment and at least in this poll? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Now, the disparity is much more pronounced for Spitzer. Black people in the poll supported Spitzer 61-26% over Scott Stringer. Whites gave Stringer more support than Spitzer, 44-36%. Big difference. Hispanics, by the way, were also for Spitzer, but not by as much as blacks, 47-27. In the mayor's race, blacks go for Weiner by a large margin, 31%, compared to just 16% for Christine Quinn, who would be in second place, and 14% for the only black candidate, Bill Thompson. Whites, again, very different. They put Quinn in the lead with 22%, compared to 20% for Weiner, 14% Bill de Blasio, 12% for Thompson. Hispanics, by the way, have Weiner and Quinn in a tie, around 25% support each. So in this poll, blacks are the only group supporting Weiner for first place, but by a large enough margin that he is slightly leading Quinn overall. So again, black listeners, what's up with this? You be the pundit, and if you support Spitzer or Weiner, tell us why. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Yesterday, we got a tweet from one listener knowing that we were bringing up this topic, and I am looking for that tweet right now. Well, I'll find the exact language, but here it is. Blacks are forgiving of Weiner and Spitzer because we suffer oppression and dehumanization daily. We feel their pain. Blacks are forgiving of Weiner, Spitzer, because we suffer oppression and dehumanization daily. We feel their pain, writes at S. Chequas. So do you agree with that? Is that your analysis? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. But on the other hand, here's a cautionary tale about how much to read into this poll. And it comes from Errol Lewis as the pundit. You know, Errol Lewis, he's the excellent host of Road to City Hall on New York One. He's black, grew up in Brooklyn, has reported deeply on New York politics and communities for years. And he wrote this opinion piece in the Daily News called "Blacks Will Break for Thompson." Quote, "In our city of tribes, New Yorkers have been voting along racial, ethnic, and religious lines for centuries. But not every tribe does it the same way. Black Democrats tend to make up their minds relatively late in the summer, and history suggests that substantially more of them will vote for Thompson than for Quinn or Weiner in the primaries, reflecting a pattern that has held for decades. We saw this at work 4 years ago, Errol writes, when in the closing days of the mayoral campaign, Quinnipiac and the Maris poll projected Mayor Bloomberg as beating Thompson by 11 to 12 percentage points. In the end, Bloomberg was reelected with only 50.6% of the vote, and with Thompson much closer with 46%. And even more important and more relevant to today's moment, Errol writes, shallow media coverage of the polls compounded the problem for Thompson. We saw a drumbeat of stories reporting a likely blowout by Bloomberg. That probably discouraged a number of political figures, organizations, and ultimately voters from going all out for Thompson. One reason the polls were skewed in 2009 was a mistaken assumption about black support for Thompson. Maris projected him landing 53% of the black vote, far less than the 78% recorded in exit polls on Election Day. Wow, they got it wrong by 25 percentage points. And in other words, writes Errol, a lot of black voters made up their minds to vote at the last minute for Thompson. So a cautionary tale about how much to read into this poll. And that's Errol Lewis as pundit. Now, black listeners, you are the pundit and you are the voters. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. And we'll start with Jean in Washington Heights. Jean, thanks a lot for calling up.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking this call. I feel that I personally didn't know that, that there was this disparity in the support along, you know, ethnic lines. Mm-hmm. But my suspicion is that a lot of black people feel that Elliot Spitzer, for example, is very, very smart, that he is politically principled, and that he was trying to restructure Wall Street, or certainly eradicate some of the what he perceived and a lot of people perceived as bad behavior on Wall Street, and that those very powerful interests were possibly behind his undoing.
Jean, thank you. That's a good start. And Donovan in Cliffside Park, even though you can't vote in the New York City mayoral race, you're looking in from across the river, right?
Right, right. Brian, thanks for taking my call. Long-time listener.
Thank you.
You know, I think the reason why the survey is you have that wide of a spread is because I think black people, black Americans, see politicians as not virtuous people. They're not, you know, they are just human beings like everybody else, so subject to make wrong decisions. And so, therefore, you know, we're willing to look beyond the errors of their ways and look more at what they can for us as individuals.
Do you relate at all to that tweet I read where that person said blacks are forgiving of Wiener and Spitzer because we suffer oppression and dehumanization daily? We feel their pain?
Not really. I mean, again, like I said, I think we're forgiven only because we look at everyone as human beings. We're used to, you know, people making wrong choices, you know. I was born in the Caribbean, Jamaica, and I'm saying that I've known politicians who have, you know, make wrong choices and they get reelected. So that's not unusual for me to see. But like here in America, you know, as a politician, if you make a wrong decision, you know, you're not supposed to make wrong decisions, which I think it's a fallacy because you're human and you're subject to make wrong choices. And I'm saying wrong choices are not mistakes. Mm-hmm. Like politicians always say, I made a mistake. You know, it's really
it's not a mistake. A mistake is like, oops, I wrote three when I meant to write two. I sent out a picture of my on Twitter, right? Donovan, thank you very much for your call. Marcus in the Bronx. You're on WNYC. Hi, Marcus.
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
Good. What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think that most blacks support Spitzer and Wiener. I think that Wiener has the most name recognition, has the most chance against the Republican. I think if all the mayoral candidates had an even chance, if you talk to most black people, they support Randy Credico, because I don't know if you're familiar. He's the one who got all the blacks out of jail in Tulia, Texas,
He's a
civil rights hero. Hello?
The comedian Randy Credico.
Yes, he's running for mayor. Why aren't you having him on?
Are you Randy Credico?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Marcus, thank you very much. Well, maybe we'll have some fun and have Randy Credico on it at some point. Sylvia in Harlem, you're on WNYC. Hi, Sylvia.
Hi. How are you?
Good, Sylvia.
I want to talk about Wiener in particular, and I agree with Errol Lewis. Most African Americans will break for Thompson, because he came so close before, and because a lot of people didn't vote. Only 26% of the people vote, and I work in politics, and so many people told me they didn't vote because they thought Bloomberg was so far ahead. Now, about Anthony Weiner, when he ran for city council the first time, he had an African-American woman who was his opponent. He put out an anonymous flyer against, at the time, the Crown Heights riots were going on. Put out a flyer linking the Mayor Dinkins, Jesse Jackson, and Adele Cohen to that riot, as if they approved. And Anthony Weiner won by 190-odd votes. So I think that was despicable on his part. And also, what is his record in Congress? Not much.
Sylvia, thank you very much. And Mendez in West Orange, you're on WNYC. Hi, Mendez.
Hi, good morning, sir. Well, I was telling your screener, I believe the black community is behind Weiner and Spitzer because these two politicians were, I felt, they were very close to the black community. I think Weiner was honest. When Obama was in trouble with those congressmen and the and some right-wing senators, he's always on MSNBC and bashing those senators and congressmen. So I think for that reason, and for those reasons, this is why the black community is behind him, and he's been very, I think it's been very close to the black community.
Mendez,
so
thank you very much. Martin in the Bronx, you're on WNYC. Hi, Martin.
Yes, hi, Brian.
What you thinking?
Yes, I think the black community in general, especially those of us from Africa, are behind Spencer and Weiner because we believe that anybody who is part of the incumbents will not get a vote. We believe that Bloomberg's policies have benefited Wall Street in general. So anybody who is associated with Wall Street and also to Bloomberg, whether it be Christine Quinn or whoever, I think is not going to get votes from the black communities in general.
But you're probably not going to find much of a difference on the policies in the mayoral race between Weiner and Thompson, for example, on that, or maybe any of the leading Democrats. And in the controller's race, certainly Spitzer's got that reputation, but Scott Stringer, wouldn't take kind of a reflexively pro-Wall Street position either.
Yes, but even with that, we see Weiner as more distant from the incumbent than Thompson.
I'm sorry, say that again?
So even with that, we see Weiner as more distant, more far away from the incumbent.
Why? Why do you see Weiner as more distant from Bloomberg than you see Thompson?
Yeah, we know that at least Thompson has been part of the city politics before. And Weiner has been in Washington, and even in Washington, like the previous caller said, was more close to the black community than anybody else we can think of.
Thank you very much. So Weiner as more of an outsider, at least to the New York political establishment. Wilbert in Lower Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Wilbert.
Oh, hi, Brian. I want to disagree with that poll. First of all, I think it's erroneous. Black people tend to be very conservative when it comes to moral or questionable issues. I feel a lot of empathy for Spitzer because he had appointed David Paterson as his lieutenant governor, and I will always admire that. But I don't want to put myself in a place of being a spokesman for black people because we're not monolithic. But personally, I don't think either one stands a chance.
Do you have a candidate yourself?
Yes, I do. I'm not going to say.
You don't have to say. If you don't want to say publicly, especially if your friends and family are listening, and you're going to get a lot of backlash. And I understand. It's interesting that do you think there's a tension between what you said about black people maybe being on average a little more morally, you know, conservative on the moral sexual issues, and what some of the other folks have said about being an outsider, or that tweet about being marginalized for your mistakes, which African Americans can, you know, relate to being too marginalized for too long for things that you've done wrong. Do you think there's a tension between those two impulses?
No, I don't agree with that at all. I think that every group that suffers, as black people have suffered, but other people have suffered and not necessarily synonymous with us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we didn't suffer because of any sort of sexual improprieties.
Mm-hmm.
We suffered because of racism. So I just don't buy into that. And actually, I'm very liberal in my thinking, but you know, I'm a member of the black community, so I can only reflect what
yourself,
my group that I know,
mm-hmm.
says
right.
to me.
Wilbert, thank you. I really appreciate it. One more. Rhoda in Manhattan. You're on WNYC. Hi, Rhoda.
Hey, Brian. How are you?
Good. What you thinking about this?
I think that African Americans are supporting Spitzer in particular because he has a history of speaking truth to power. I think that's a perception, you know, and I think it goes a long way. And I think that's what African Americans are looking for in a politician. As far as his personal life and him, you know, going out or having, you know, a relationship with a prostitute, that's his own personal business. And that's something that he has to deal with his wife.
With his wife. Let me read you a couple of other numbers from that Quinnipiac poll. The racial one has been getting all the headlines, but what do you think of this, Rhoda? Quinn leads Wiener by 10 points among college graduates. Wiener leads Quinn by 10 points among non-college graduates, so education looks like a big divide. And how about this gender and marital status stuff? They are basically tied among women, Quinn and Wiener, women overall, but Quinn leads Wiener among married women by 12 points. Wiener leads Quinn among single women by 5 points. And another gender comparison, while Quinn leads Wiener by 12 among married women, Wiener leads by 11 among married men. Any reaction to that?
Well, my reaction is this. I am a college-educated black woman, but I'm single, and I happen to support Wiener over Quinn. I actually like de Blasio best out of all of them. However, you know, if I had to choose between Quinn and Wiener, I just feel that Quinn, again, is just purely, you know, looking out for the interests of, I think her whole goal is to privatize New York City, all the public spaces, which, again, I feel that she's just an extension of Bloomberg in my mind. And I'm done with Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. I think it's time for a change.
So if you're deciding between Wiener and de Blasio, are you going to vote based on who you think can actually prevail to get into the runoff?
That's a tough question, Brian. That's a tough question. I think I still have to vote for de Blasio. I have to go with, you know, what I truly believe.
At least
you know.
In a primary, who
at
you think is the best.
Exactly. Who I think is the best. But in a runoff, if it was between, I mean, if it was in the general election, I'd be happy to. I'm going to vote for a Democrat, whoever it is.
Mm-hmm, right.
So,
all right.
You have that choice.
Thank you so much. And thanks to all of you who called in reacting to the Quinnipiac poll on the mayors and controllers races.